we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values.
And the democracy that emerges has to be of the kind that is subordinated to U.S. interests.
Live worldwide, kpfk.org,
kpfk.org.
Learn history through these voices. Great way to engage young people.
KPFK gives you your daily dose of reality.
You're not going to see on corporate-controlled media.
Our interests and the interests of the government are not the same.
Tune in to KPFK Live Worldwide at www.kpfk.org.
You are our underground media movement.
And this is the hallmark of independent radio.
There it is, simple and plain.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines, KPFK 19.7 FM. We're here with our organizers from the Watts Student Union. You see, there's a lot of times in life you make a demand on society, they don't do anything. But on KPFK, Vicente says he wants to hear some dead prez. Maggie LaPeak says, what'd you say you wanted? Dead prez? Maggie LaPeak delivers, folks. This is not like the MTA. This is not like the government. See, you ask for things here, you get stuff instantly. That's why we got to spend money and contribute to KPFK 90.7 FM, listener-sponsored radio, because this is where the people's demands get instant gratification. Is that a good slogan? We'll use that in the next one. The people's demands get instant gratification. So where is the Watts Student Union going? Where's your future? How can folks help? We at the Strategy Center are organizing the Bus Riders Union. We're organizing students at Cleveland High School. We're organizing students at Westchester High School. We know nobody can organize alone. The more support there is citywide to put some heat on Jordan and some light on Jordan. Where's your movement going? We've got about 5 or 6 minutes, and give you each maybe a 2 minute. Where do you think is the future, and how can folks help you?
Well, right now we're just talking to people and having them send letters to our principal supporting us in what we're doing and showing that we really shouldn't be punished for what we're doing. So if people would like to send a letter, the address is 2265 East 103rd Street, Los Angeles, California, 90002. And his name is Dr. Stephen Strachan, as in S-T-R-A-C-H-A-N.
Say it again, S-T-R-A.
A-C-H-A-N.
Dr. Strachan? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just give him your views, because we have heard that whenever people call him up, he just says, oh, okay, thank you for your views, and he hangs up. So a letter would be a bit more effective. And as far as organizing goes, we are not very organized right now, because since we are an illegal group on campus, we don't have a place to be, to get together or have our meetings.
Wow. An illegal group. an illegal civil rights group. An illegal human rights group. Check that out, right? This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yeah, Vicente, what's up?
Well, you can hit us up on MySpace. Not only that, but through... I believe that every little thing that you do has a global effect. So if you can't reach us over here in Watts and Jordan, anything, you know, helping KPFK out or... coming out here and, you know, helping a local high school in your, where you live at, or elementary school or middle school, just going out there and, you know, just doing your part in the community is just as helpful to us as you going out there. But if you want to help us out, you know, we got the MySpace up. You can hit us up on that, and we try our best to, you know, if you message us or leave us a comment, we make sure, you know, we get back with you. If you have any resources that, you know, you can make available to us, just send it to our MySpace, and we'll try our best to make sure that we get back to you.
Sounds great. And, Diamond, you get the last one.
I think all the students should be aware of what's going on in their schools. Ask for your school constitution. You know, ask what are you guys are what are your limits? What do you have to do to in your school? Just always ask questions. Just be an alert on what's going on. Because if you don't know what's going on, you won't know what's going on in the near future. What you have to stay, you have to know, basically you have to know your history. So just, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, I think you're doing more than that. You're asking the right questions. You're making the right demands. If we had more time, I think one thing is we have to find ways for citywide support for this terrific work. Strategy Center, Bus Riders Union, I'll tell you right now, will be on your side, will be in touch. This Thursday at 9 in the morning, we're going to walk into a very difficult situation at the Los Angeles MTA, where they're going to try. How much are your student passes right now?
A dollar. What, the monthly pass? Or
the monthly pass.
Mine is $20.
That's right. And I'm really sorry I don't have it in front of me. I'm almost sure they're going to raise it at least to 30 if we don't stop it. So we want to get people there Thursday morning at the MTA. And what I'm getting to is none of us can win these fights alone. It's building a citywide movement. So I'd like to thank you all and tell you that we'll probably have you back on again, because we don't have that many young revolutionaries in an illegal group that wasn't trying to be illegal. So I want to thank Vicente Rosales, Ana Lilia Landa, and Diamond Killian.
Thank you.
And Josh and Anna, thank you for coming. Let's make this film famous. Let's get this interview out. And let's hear it for the Watts Student Union, everybody. Okay. I'm going to move on. You can quietly file out. And it was great having you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mama.
Hey, Mom. How you doing? Sounds good. Hope everybody was listening.